Mutualmoinfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
Sturgeon.
Kyle Fisher had their semifinal matchup in Class 2 District 7 play. Coach taking on the Sturgeon Bulldogs tonight. Think about emphasizing records out of the window tonight. What have you tried to emphasize to your team heading into this matchup?
You know, it's really about us. They've obviously got some things that we're going to try to take away. With a young ball club like we've got, it's about us. And, you know, I know we're going to come out and compete. I know we're going to take a shot. They've got a couple really nice players, and the Stone kid and the Brooks kid. But the rest of the guys are no slouches either. You know, Snyder's a really good player as well, and they're extremely well coached by Coach Smith. So it's going to be a war. We just got to come out and keep fighting, keep competing, and see what happens in the end.
How important is it to get off to a fast start offensively so that you can kind of have a little bit of a cushion and be able to play with a little bit of a lead?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. We saw against Salisbury the other night, we did not start well at all. So we know we have the ability to come back, but we don't want to make that a habit. And so especially, basically in a road game against the number one seed, you want to get off to a good start, give yourself a little confidence, and, play with the cushion, play with the lead. But, if we don't, if we have to come back, then we've proven that we can do that. And, it's not the best route to go. But, getting off to a good start is going to be pretty important tonight. And
we're back on Kirk in 30 seconds from Class 2 District 7 action at Sturgeon High School after this.
Role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples,
number 99
you are
is
role
the
models
captain
for others.
Of the team.
Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Info.com. Cam Thomas and Austin Ward here at Sturgeon High School, Class 2 District 7 basketball. We will hear from Sturgeon Bulldogs head coach Michael Smith right now.
Here with Sturgeon head coach Michael Smith ahead of their semifinal matchup in Class 2 District 7. Coach, you got a 61-49 victory over Russellville in the quarterfinals. What did you like out of your team in that game?
We had a no-quit attitude. We didn't play particularly well. Probably one of the worst games offensively we've played all year, but we found a way, down to the end. And our guys have just stuck together all year long, and we got a bunch of experience out there, some good seniors, and got us through that first round. It's the first time our senior class has won a first round district game, so I was happy for them, and now we're just ready for a tough one here tonight.
You talk about your seniors, Harrisburg a little bit more of a younger team. What is the message to your seniors about facing an opponent that may be younger, maybe with not as much experience?
Well, at this time of the year, it's everybody's got to grow up quick. The best thing about our team is I feel like we have grown up over the year, been in some big ball games, and hopefully our experience will play a factor tonight and play to our advantage. We're just going to try to get those younger kids out of rhythm a little bit. That's our key tonight. You know, I don't know if they can be rattled a little bit or not, but we're sure going to give it a try.
How important is getting off to a fast start tonight, especially being at home with the home crowd?
Well, I think it's very important, and that's what I'm kind of trying to figure out what Harrisburg's game plan might be, you know, is try to slow us down, maybe try to take us out of our element a little bit. I know that's what I would do if I was scouting us, but Coach Fisher's a good coach, and I'm sure he'll have his guys ready to play.
That's Sturgeon Head Coach Michael Smith, ahead of their Class 2 District 7 semifinal matchup. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We're back after this on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com in 60 seconds.
Life happens. We all go through this at one point or another. Leave it to the guys at Jacoby Auto in Sturgeon. They are your locally owned and trusted automotive collision repair shop. They take pride in the work they do for the Sturgeon community and will assist you in dealing with the insurance company. For questions or to schedule an appointment, call 573-687-2131 or stop by at 413 East Wall Street in Sturgeon. Jacoby Auto is a proud supporter of the Sturgeon Bulldogs.
Siding Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We're on KRK 99.9, the Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. Ahead of the Class 2 District 7 semifinal matchup with the Sturgeon Bulldogs and the Harrisburg Bulldogs here at Sturgeon High School. We've already heard from head coach Kyle Fisher of the Harrisburg Bulldogs and Michael Smith of the Sturgeon Bulldogs. Cam Thomas and Austin Ward here with you. Austin, Harrisburg much of a younger team. Harrisburg much of a younger team. Sturgeon, the more experienced team. A lot of seniors on this Sturgeon team, and they have the home court advantage tonight. What is the key to this game for Sturgeon to come out with a fast start?
Yeah, I think certainly for both teams, you want to get out to a fast start, and I think Kyle Fisher mentioned in that pregame interview that it's basically a road game. Sturgeon hosting this district, I think the key, the numbers that I noticed when I was briefly looking at this pregame was Sturgeon 8-2 this season on their home floor, Harrisburg 1-6 on their opponent's court. So the location of this district tournament could prove pivotal in the long stretch of this one, but with that said, it's the district semifinals. Harrisburg, not a far trip from here, and you can already see they've got a good turnout here for the semis tonight.
Doubleheader tonight here on KRK 99.9, the Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. Let's get to your starting lineups. We'll step aside for a minute and come back with the opening tip. First, we'll give you the starting lineup for the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Starting at guard, the 5'10 senior, number 2, Zach Hutnell. Starting at guard, the 5'10 senior, the sophomore, number 4, Wyatt Robinson. Starting at guard, the 6'2 freshman, number 31, Jace Carr. Starting at guard, the 6'3 freshman, number 33, Tanner Haynes. And starting at forward, the 6'1 senior, number 44, Ryan Freeman. We will have the starting lineup for the Sturgeon Bulldogs after this, back in 90 seconds on KRK 99.9, the Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness, it's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Find what you need to protect you and your loved ones with a trip to Ritchie's True Value. Now is the time to get your choice of a First Alert 10-year photoelectric smoke alarm or plug-in carbon monoxide alarm. They're only $19.99 each. The smoke alarm has a slimmer, round design and comes with a 10-year sealed lithium battery. The plug-in carbon monoxide alarm features an 85-decibel alarm and battery backup. Pick up these helpful bargains of the month while supplies last at Ritchie's True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss.
You're listening to
Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit SMHM.org.
Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family-owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
On KRK 99.9, The Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Austin Ward here for Class 2 District 7 semifinal action. First, we will have the Sturgeon Bulldogs in Harrisburg going toe-to-toe for a chance at a district championship. And Cairo Westrand coming up after this one. Austin will have to call that one. But for now, we will get you started with the starting lineups for Sturgeon. And we'll go over the Harrisburg lineup as well for the home team, Sturgeon Bulldogs. Starting at guard, the 5'9" senior, number 3, Kenny Stone. Starting at forward, the 6'2" sophomore, number 5, Jacob Brooks. Starting at forward, the 6'1" junior, number 21, Jake Snyder. Starting at forward, the 6'1" sophomore, number 25, Logan Glasscoffler. And starting at guard, the 6' senior, number 32, Hunter Winnendahl. The Sturgeon Bulldogs are head coached by Michael Smith. He is assisted by Trey Hicks. We'll give you a starting lineup again for Harrisburg since it was a little broken up. Starting at guard, the 5'10" senior, number 2, Zach Hudnell. Starting at guard, the 5'10" sophomore, number 4, Wyatt Robertson. Starting at guard, the 6'2" freshman, number 31, Jace Carr. Starting at guard, the 6'3" freshman, number 33, Tanner Lanes. And starting at forward, the 6'1" senior, number 44, Ryan Freeman. Head coached by Kyle Fisher of the Harrisburg Bulldogs and assisted by Mason Harden. Your officials for tonight's contest, Matthew Lucas, Patrick Remus, and Jamie P. Hughes. Ryan Freeman and Jacob Brooks will take the tip. The Sturgeon Bulldogs grab the first tip of this contest. Sturgeon in their all-white Jordan uniforms with the blue Sturgeon across the front of their uniforms. Moving from left to right in the radio dial, it's top of the key for Snyder. Snyder will hand off right side for Stone. Stone will kick it left corner. Kick it inside. Here's a dunk to start the game off in emphatic fashion. Jacob Brooks slams it home.
It's a beautiful pass around the back of a defender to set that one up. Good way to start for Sturgeon.
Here's a three. Harrisburg trying to answer back. Doesn't go. Four lanes. Rebound pulled down by Sturgeon, who's definitely going to feed off this home crowd. A packed house here at Sturgeon High School. 2-0 lead, 7:15 to go in the first. Around the screen goes Flaffloffler in the corner. A three, doesn't go. Here's a rebound pulled down by Weingarter. And he puts it back up, and he's fouled on the shot. Actually, it'll be on the floor. It'll be a Sturgeon foul, so the basketball will go back to Harrisburg. I believe the ball was actually out of bounds
I think they might have called a jump ball on that one.
Into the front court, Harrisburg has it, right corner. Now top of the key, a drive. Hudnell inside the lane, off the glass, and gets the two to go. Contorts in the lane, goes to the left side, and puts it off the glass with the left hand.
He hit the deck on the way down, took a little bump on the ground, but good to finish.
2-2 score, less than a minute off the clock here in the first quarter. Into the front court, Harrisburg has it, or Sturgeon has it, rather. Here's a screen, two-step inside the lane. Here's the two, and it goes for Logan Glasscoffler.
No scratches, no pops, no twang, and no hip-hop.
4-2, Sturgeon up by two. Into the front court, Harrisburg. Playing a 2-3 zone of the Sturgeon Bulldogs. Harrisburg in their all red uniforms with red lettering across the front, white lettering across the front, and white numbers. Here's a pop and stop for Freeman. Inside the lane, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Brooks. And Harrisburg will get back on defense, down by two. 6 minutes remaining in the first. A couple of handoffs at the top of the key. Now Snyder has it. Driving right side lane. Two-step. Hands off to Wingard. Open three. Stone hits it. Kenny Stone, the long-range jumper. Sturgeon up 7-2. Sturgeon coming out in a full-court press and a stop. Out of bounds. Last touch by Sturgeon. Jake Snyder on the stop.
Kenny Stone, the guy that this Harrisburg team will have to defend tonight. Keep a close eye on him because with his help, Sturgeon can really create some distance in a hurry.
Into the front court, Harrisburg has it. Here's a drive inside the lane for Lanes. Puts up a two, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Freeman. Back up Second attempt doesn't go. Third one, count the bucket. He's going to the line. And you can hear the Harrisburg Bulldogs have traveled here to Sturgeon. They filled up probably about a fourth of the gym, but you can hear the roar on that play right there.
Yeah, almost half the bleachers across from us are full of red. And obviously Sturgeon was going to travel well with the home court, but Harrisburg did as well.
Freeman makes one free throw at the line. 3 points for him on the night. Head coach Kyle Fisher talked about the importance of Ryan Freeman getting off to a hot start tonight. And good to get his first points in the first couple of minutes of this action. 5:20 remaining. Here's a drive. Flaspolar inside the lane. Doesn't go with the two. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Brooks. Right back up. Doesn't go. Touch pass goes back to Weingar. Weingar puts it up. Can't get it. Flaspolar puts it back up, and he was fouled before the shot. So the foul will be on the ground. They will tick this one on number 33, Tanner Lanes. That's going to be his first, team's first of the quarter.
That's one of those plays that will drive Kyle Fisher crazy. If you're Harrisburg, you got to rebound the basketball and get it out from under the basket.
Inbound underneath. It'll go for Flaspolar. Now back top of the key. Feeds for Stone. Stone will get Flaspolar to get the basketball. Keeps it from going over and back. Now guarded by two defenders. Slips it inside the lane. Jacob Brooks with another slam. His 4 points tonight have all come from the emphatic two-handed slam. Harrisburg quickly back the other way. Off the glass and dips it in. Jace Carr.
Impressive response from Harrisburg.
9-7, the 4:30 mark of the first. Sturgeon moving quickly into the front court. Outside, Jacob Brooks, open three. Hits it. Jacob Brooks with 7 points to lead the Bulldogs. They lead 12-7 in the early going. Bulldogs are hitting on all cylinders right now, up by five. Into the front court, Harrisburg, skip pass. Left wing, three, Lanes, doesn't go. Sturgeon grabs the rebound. No substitutions for either team just yet. Harrisburg will get a steal towards the middle of the court. Pump fake in the corner from Lanes. He'll drive baseline and get blocked from behind by Brooks. Here's a putback attempt from Ryan Freeman, or rather Jace Carr with a putback attempt there, and he'll head back to the line. The foul's going to be called on Hunter Weinger. Team's first. Jace Carr at the line to shoot two. Here comes the first, and he hits it.
You have to be encouraged if you're Harrisburg. The way that Sturgeon started on the offensive side, shooting at a very high clip, for Harrisburg to still be within this and could make it a one-possession game with a free throw here is good positioning to be in.
Trevor Wheeler just checked in for Harrisburg. Zach Hudnall heads to the bench. 12-9 as both free throws are hit at the line for Jace Carr. 3:55 remaining in the first, 12-9 lead for the hometown team and the higher-seeded Sturgeon Bulldogs. Trying to get it to the guard and Kenny Stone, and they do. Right wing. And Harrisburg's going to be called for a push. Tanner Lanes will pick up his second. Second team foul of the quarter. Clock stops at 3:42 mark. Here's a couple of substitutions for both teams. Checking in for Sturgeon, number 31, Ethan Williams. Hunter Weinger will head back to the bench. Harrisburg with a substitution as well. They get Dayton Albin in this contest. 3:30 to go. Sturgeon with the basketball. Jacob Brooks, free throw line. Finds a cutting backdoor screener. Can't get it. Harrisburg will grab the rebound, but a nice backdoor cut there from Jake Snyder into the front court. Moving in transition, Harrisburg gets a bucket from Kyler Longden. His first points of the night, 12-11 within one. Back the other way, Sturgeon can't get the two to go from Snyder. Brooks tries to get the rebound, and they're going to say over the back on Jacob Brooks.
Sturgeon did exactly what Michael Smith wanted there. He yelled on that last possession, go to the basket. And that's exactly what they did there, just couldn't finish.
Sturgeon comes out in a full court press. Harrisburg will quickly go the other way. 2-on-1 off the glass and good. Ryan Freeman with his second field goal of the night. He's got five. His team takes their first lead, 13-12, under 3 minutes to go in the first. Here's a screen, top of the key for Jacob Brooks. Gives back to Kenny Stone. Stone being guarded by Robinson. Stone will get a screen, goes around the screen, loses the basketball. Harrisburg gets the turnover. And Sturgeon will start in their half court press. as Jace Carr will bring the ball across the floor. Carr driving left side lane. It's blocked away. Steal for Kenny Stone. Into the front court for Snyder. One dribble and he's blocked, but he's fouled. Tough call, but Ryan Freeman's going to get ticked for the foul. Or rather, Trevor Wheeler wearing number 40 tonight. Ryan Freeman, number 44. Both were in the area, but they're going to put this one on Trevor Wheeler. Sturgeon with an opportunity to take back the lead. 2:27 to go in the first. 13-12, Harrisburg leads. First free throw off the mark.
That's a pretty tough foul to take, but again, that's kind of one of those bang-bang calls that I think could go either way.
Logan Flaspolder will head back to the bench. Flaspolder with 2 points in the early going. Jake Snyder bends at the knees for a second free throw, switches it home. His first point of the night. Ties this ball game up, 13-all. 2:23 to go in the first. Into the front court, Harrisburg. Towards the middle of the logo for Jace Carr. Carr will hand off for Longden. Longden back to Robinson. Harrisburg really taking their time on this possession. Here's Jace Carr. He goes. Kicks it outside for Wheeler. Wheeler back to Carr in the corner. Gives Carr a screen. Carr looking for the give and go. Now gives for Robinson, top of the key. Robinson will feed back for Longden. Longden double team, now goes around that, travels. He pump faked and then kept going with the dribble, and that's how you turn the basketball over. Substitution for Harrisburg, Zach Hutnell will check back in for Wyatt Robinson. And those are the type of things that happen with a younger team. Wyatt Robinson, one of the sophomores on this team, and you think about Harrisburg going through some growing pains this year, those are the type of things that happen when you have some younger guys.
I think it could also be attested, just the pace of this game early on has been so quick. And we'll see how long it will continue, because this is one of those paces it's too high to sustain for an entire game.
No stoppages just yet. Under 2 minutes remaining. Here's a step-back jumper. Doesn't go on the left wing for Kenny Stone, but Sturgeon will keep the rebound.
Very good on the offensive glass early on for Sturgeon. Very encouraging to see.
Here's Brooks finding Snyder. Back door. Puts it off the glass and hits it home. Jake Snyder's first field goal of the night. Team back up 15-13. Sturgeon leads by two. 1:15 left to go in the first. Carr running the point. He'll get a screen. Takes it left. Pulls up at the free throw line. It hits the jumper. Nice pick right there to get Jace Carr open for the two. 6 points tonight for Jace Carr. Less than a minute remaining. Ball game tied up at 15-all. Sturgeon got off to the fast pace, but now Harrisburg has picked it up. Here's a drive, and Jacob Brooks is going to get a chance to go to the free throw line. Trevor Wheeler is going to pick up his second foul. Second personal, fourth foul of the quarter for the team. Looking to get some starters back in is Michael Smith, Hunter Weinger, and Logan Flaspolder. Oh, wait, at the scorer's table. Jacob Brooks can't hit the first free throw. Checking in for Harrisburg. Charles Strain will check in. First time he's been in action tonight. Just the style that Harrisburg plays. They're not afraid to go 10 deep on that bench. Kyle Fisher is always going to keep those guys in that want to compete. Brooks misses both free throws at the line. Still 15-all. Carr will have it at the top of the key after Harrisburg gets the rebound after the free throw. Now hands back off for Carr. Or actually, we'll go back the other way. Now double team, top of the key. Now they give to Carr. Carr, pull-up jumper, free throw line, Golden. Carr has been so good when he gets a screen and gets open at either that left block or right block, the top of the key.
It was good possession, a good shot. Kind of a tough shot, but he finished and good all around, and Harrisburg has upped the intensity.
Here's Carr. He gets the breakaway pass. He'll give back in the corner for Freeman. Freeman at three goes off the backboard, doesn't go. Half court heave. Logan Flassler can't get it. That's how the first quarter ends. Harrisburg picks up the intensity. They lead by two, 17-15. We're back in 60 seconds on KRRK 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the Captain at CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Austin Ward here at Sturgeon High School for Class 2 District 7 semifinal action. Harrisburg and Sturgeon after the first quarter. Sturgeon trails Harrisburg 17-15. Sturgeon has the first possession of this second quarter. Feed left side for Garrick. Garrick will give top of the key for Stone. Stone going around the screen, has an open three, shoots it, doesn't hit it. Rebound pulled down by Sturgeon, and they'll reset top of the key. Ethan Williams grabs the board, gives it back top of the key for Stone. Stone with 3 points on the night tonight, but has done a good job assisting. Stone, two-step inside the lane, loses his footing, and out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Sturgeon. Harrisburg is in the mix right now. Good defensive stop for the Bulldogs. For Harrisburg, Tanner Lannis will check back in. Jace Carr will bring the ball across the timeline from right to left on your radio dial for Harrisburg. He gets a screen from Freeman, gives back to Freeman inside. One dribble back outside for Robinson. Now in the corner. Gives for Lannis. Lannis inside, he's blocked. Gave off for Wyatt Robinson, who couldn't get the two. Sturgeon moving quickly the other way. Brooks thought about a three pump fake that now drives baseline. Kicks it in the corner. Now top side. Logan Flassfoffler for three. Can't hit it. Carr with the rebound. Sturgeon has been successful when they move quick and fast and in transition. Half-court sets where they have to use 30, 40 seconds off the clock. Haven't necessarily worked for them all that well tonight. Robinson has it top of the key. Will feed it right side for Carr. 6:30 left to go in the second. Neither team scoring just yet in the second. Hudnoy now has it top of the key. Being guarded by Stone. Driving left side lane. Puts it off the glass. No good. Logan Flaspohler will grab the rebound. And Flaspohler will get fouled at the top of the key. Zach Hudnoy will get ticked for the foul. Just a bit of a reach there. Gives you a stoppage in play. Allows Sturgeon to get back some of their starters. Jacob Brooks and Jake Snyder to check back in. Jacob Brooks in the first quarter. How about 8 points? Jake Snyder with three. But the two dunks to start off this game really set the tone for Sturgeon. And now this game in a little bit of a lull. Here's Snyder driving right side lane. And he answers with the bucket to tie it up. 17-all. Carr quickly moves the other way. Loses his footing. Almost loses his dribble. Now gives top side for Ryan Freeman. Freeman outside. Kicks it to Hudnall. Hudnall will pull it back outside. Hudnall inside for Robinson. And they're going to call a foul underneath, or a timeout. Timeout called by Harrisburg. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. That's so weird. I've never seen a timeout taken like that.
Do you see that, Mom?
The Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs are tough competitors, always working hard to reach the ultimate goal of success. The Board of Education, Superintendent, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Sturgeon R5 School District are proud of their athletes and coaches. The Bulldogs have gained the respect of others because of good sportsmanship and spirit for the game. The Sturgeon R5 School District encourages family and fans of the Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs to let them know how proud you are of them.
We're back here on KRK, and Harrisburg gets a deuce out of the timeout. A quick inbound pass from Jace Carr to Ryan Freeman. And they come out on a full-court press. after the timeout.
It's exactly what you want out of the timeout if you're Harrisburg. Perfect play.
...19-17, Harrisburg leading by two. Sturgeon taking their time on this offensive possession. Here's Kenny Stone, step back jumper, good! Kenny Stone so deadly with that jumper, puts it through the nets to tie it back up at 19-all.
That was a tough, tough step back.
And a charge is called. Jace Carr was trying to get it quick in transition, ran right into Jake Snyder. And now they will change the call on the floor. They will say no foul call. And Harrisburg will keep the basketball. Interesting call there. Nonetheless, Harrisburg gets it back. Here's the inbound, goes straight to Zach Hutnell, who finishes the two. 21-19, 5 minutes to go in the second. Full court pressure for Harrisburg. Sturgeon evades. Jake Snyder brings it across the timeline, now middle of the floor at the logo. Guarded by Carr. Snyder pulls outside the three-point line, now gives for Brooks at the free throw line, right side. Brooks spinning inside the lane, here's the two. Can't get it, too short. Grabs his own rebound after it touched a couple of Bulldogs. Now feeds in the corner for Logan Flaspohler. And he is fouled on the drive baseline by Zach Hutnell, his second.
Let's put that on number two, Zach Hutnell, his second personal, 16 foul. And for Harrisburg,
4:34 remaining in the second, 21-19. You talked about it, Austin. No way that that pace could have kept up like it did in the first, and you can see that it hasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like this second quarter is just dragging along, but really it's about a typical second quarter. It's just that first went so fast.
Jake Snyder's first bucket, no good. He gets another chance for a three, too short. Harrisburg will grab the rebound. Into the front court, Jake Snyder will grab the turnover. Jump the passing lane. Feeds left side. Kenny Stone a three, doesn't go. Last touch by Sturgeon. Logan Flaspohler got a touch on it. And Harrisburg will have the possession. Both teams right now going into this half court or full court press, trying to get some pressure, get some turnovers. This actually worked for both teams. And Sturgeon will get a substitution here. We'll see Mikkel Sturgeon check in. Harrisburg will evade the press into the front court. Freeman. Driving inside the lane, and he gets charged for a charge call. Gave up the three-point attempt to try to get a better shot inside the lane, and it didn't work. Too much of the shoulder there. Now 17 foul, his first.
Yeah, obviously one fan base is going to like that a lot. One fan base isn't, but that was the right call.
Clock stops here in the second quarter, 21-19. Harrisburg leading. Sturgeon with a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Logan Flaspohler looking for a screen. Now outside for Sturgeon. Now for Brooks. Open shot doesn't go. Rebound. Flaspohler gets fouled on the putback attempt. And Sturgeon will head to the line to shoot.
Incredible job by Flaspohler there to literally completely grab it with both hands out of Harrisburg's hands and get a shot up.
Fast bowlers first, doesn't hit. A couple substitutions for Harrisburg. Ryan Freeman will check back in. Their leading score was six so far tonight. And Flash Bowler will shoot his second. Bends at the knees, fires, too strong. Freeman grabs a rebound. Sturgeon will go back into their half-court press. 2-3, or 2-1-2 now. Hand off for Jace Carr, top of the key. Moving from right to left on your radio dial is Harrisburg, and they're all red uniforms. White lettering and white piping down the legs. Sturgeon in their all-white uniforms. Here's Jace Carr. Teams top side for Freeman, who will settle this offense down and get in an ISO situation. Now Harrisburg gets ready to run their motion offense. Here's a screen from Freeman. Now they hand off left side. Into the corner. Robinson feeds for Freeman. One dribble. Turns. Fires. Can't hit. Rolled right off the back iron. It's a good possession for Harrisburg. They took their time. found the opening, just couldn't get it to go down the 10. 2:45 remaining in the second. Harrisburg still leading by two. Trying to jump the passing lane, but Flaspohler grabs it, gives it to Sturgeon. Puts up a floater, doesn't go. And officials are going to say jump basketball. Possession will go to Harrisburg. .235 remaining in the second. Harrisburg will take the possession from right to left, leading by two. Over the hometown team and the higher seed at Sturgeon Bulldogs. And a packed house here at Sturgeon High School. Jace Carr into the lane. Jump stops and hits the two off the glass. And Jace Carr has his will on the paint right now, especially being guarded by the smaller Sturgeon. Here's a nice find. Jacob Brooks, pump fake, puts up the two. Count the bucket. He's going to go to the line for one. Kyle Fisher is completely livid. He thinks that Brooks traveled.
Yeah, I think he's got a little bit of an argument there, but that's tough.
Biggest thing for him is Ryan Freeman picks up his second at the 2:08 mark of the second.
Regardless, a nice finish from Jacob Brooks despite a lot of contact.
Brooks hits the free throw to make it 23-22. Harrisburg up by one. 11 points in this first half for Jacob Brooks. Leads all scores. Here's Harrisburg, given for Freeman. Now for Carr, open jumper inside the three-point line. Hits the bucket, and he's going to go to the line for one more. Jace Carr and Jacob Brooks are really going head-to-head tonight on both sides. It's been a game of the forwards so far.
Yeah, it's been really entertaining to watch, and that's a tough shot. And it didn't look like there was a ton of contact there, but to get it on a jump shot, very impressive.
It's his free throw. Makes it a two-possession game. Harrisburg up by four, 26-22, a minute 45 remaining in the second. Into the front court, Kenny Stone. Stone, guarded by the smaller Kyler Longden. Now feeds right side for Snyder. Snyder will kick it to Sturgeon in the corner. Sturgeon, back top side for Flaspohler. Now for Snyder towards the middle of the logo. Goes to the top of the key. Now we'll pass it to Stone. Stone, pump fake. Now step back three. Rims out. Ryan Freeman will grab the board. 1:15 remaining in the second. 26-22. Freeman all the way to the rack. Off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound's going to be grabbed by Harrisburg. Jace Carr, free throw line jumper, golden.
It's about where he's hit most of his shots tonight. He's doing really, really well.
Into the front court. Jacob Brooks off the glass. Hits the two. A quick find on the other end, and they find Jacob Brooks to cut the lead back down to four. Less than a minute remaining in the half, 28-24.
Kyle Fisher telling his offense to spread the floor.
Carr now will feed for Freeman. Double teams Carr. Now Carr gets around the double team inside the lane. Floater from 12 feet. Good. He is money right now. Jace Carr leading the Harrisburg Bulldogs to a six-point lead.
Going to the halftime break at 30 seconds might be a huge break for Sturgeon.
He's got 14 points. Flaspohler tried to get it to Brooks. Sturgeon's going to be able to keep it, but now they give it away. And Kenny Stone's going to get charged for a foul. Harrisburg had the turnover. They were trying to get over the timeline, and Kenny Stone did all they could.
It looks like Kyle Fisher wants a clear path foul, and he's 100% got an argument for that. There was no one in front of him.
Now, the understanding on a clear path foul is that they have to go after the basketball. If it is not a clear path foul, if it is, then it's a touch. It can be anything, but it's not a movement towards the basketball. Harrisburg will have the inbound with 12 seconds remaining in the second. They're up by six. Their leading scorer with 14, Jace Carr, has it. Feeds it right side for Strain. Strain back outside. Now 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Pull up three. Does it go? Tanner Lannis tried to hit it, but Harrisburg heading into the halftime period with the momentum, and the Bulldog crowd is on their feet cheering their boys on. Up by six, 30-24. Back after this on KRRK 99.9, The Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Life happens. We all go through this at one point or another. Leave it to the guys at Jacoby Auto in Sturgeon. They are your locally owned and trusted automotive collision repair shop. They take pride in the work they do for the Sturgeon community and will assist you in dealing with the insurance company. For questions or to schedule an appointment, call 573-687-2131 or stop by at 413 East Wall Street in Sturgeon. Jacoby Auto is a proud supporter of the Sturgeon Bulldogs. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family-owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
Back here on KRK 99.9, the captain at CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas alongside Austin Ward for Class 2, District 7 basketball districts here at Sturgeon High School at the halftime period. Harrisburg out to a 6-point lead, 30-24 over the hometown and a host team, the Sturgeon Bulldogs. We'll run through your first half stats after the first quarter. Harrisburg out to a 17-15 lead. And Harrisburg was able to extend that lead by six after the second. In the first quarter, Zach Hudnall for the Harrisburg Bulldogs, or in the first half rather, Zach Hudnall for the Harrisburg Bulldogs with 4 points. Jace Carr with 14, Ryan Freeman with 8, and Kyler Longden with 2. For Sturgeon, Kenny Stone with 5, Jace Brooks with 13, Jake Snyder with 5, and Logan Flaspoler with 2. Jacob Brooks actually has 13 after I redo my count there. So 30-24, Austin, when you look at what Sturgeon was able to do, they got off to a really fast start. We had 17 first quarter points for Harrisburg, 15 for Sturgeon, but we kind of hit a lull in that second quarter just because the pace was so high, so up-tempo, and everyone's feeding off that crowd in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, part of the high pace was poor transition defense for both teams. Both teams really didn't get back on the defensive side very fast, so it led to a lot of fast break opportunities for both teams. The pace was high, the pace kept up, and of course both teams adjusted in that second half, but we'll see how both teams try to adjust coming into the second half.
6:10 on the clock before we get to second half action. Before that, Regional Radio would like to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. Nemo Insulation, Harrisburg R8 School District, both of Harrisburg, Sturgeon R5 School District, Jacoby Auto, both of Sturgeon, Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, Cheriton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Richie and Sons, True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia, Mobile Area Community College in Mobile, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, after this game, we will have our Outstanding Player of the Game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. Tonight, after we wrap up our Class 2 District 7 action, we will have overtime. Brad Boyer will have overtime on Crest. High school coaches out there listening tonight, give Brad Boyer a call. Whether your team is continuing to play or has ended their season, we would love to talk to you tonight. And we will step aside here on KRK 99.9, the captain for 90 seconds, and back after this on Central Mill Info.
The Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs are tough competitors, always working hard to reach the ultimate goal of success. The Board of Education, Superintendent, Administration, Faculty, and staff of the Sturgeon R5 School District are proud of their athletes and coaches. The Bulldogs have gained the respect of others because of good sportsmanship and spirit for the game. The Sturgeon R5 School District encourages family and fans of the Sturgeon Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs to let them know how proud you are of them.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the captain at CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas here at Sturgeon High School for Class 2 District 7 basketball. 30-24, your halftime score. We'll run you through your first half stats one more time. In the first half, had a pretty good first half from the Sturgeon Bulldogs, who were down by 6, 30-24. 14 points. Or 2 points in the first half for Zach Hudnall, 14 points for Jace Carr of the Harrisburg Bulldogs, 8 points for Ryan Freeman, 2 points for Kyler London, or Longdon rather. For Sturgeon, 5 points for Kenny Stone, 10 points for Jacob Brooks, 5 points for Jake Snyder, and 2 points for Logan Glasspola. That brings your halftime score to 30-24. I'd like to let you know that high school hoops tonight's game leads to the Show Me State's basketball pinnacle. Show Me Showdown high school hoops tonight's game are this year's Class 1, Class 2, and 3 boys and girls basketball championships will be held March 7th, 8th, and 9th at JQH Arena and historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2019. For game information, log on to mshsaa.org. We're back in 90 seconds here on KRK 99.9, the captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. Second half coming up from Sturgeon High School.
For a wrench set that you can rely on, head on over to Richie's True Value for a DeWalt 8-piece SAE or metric ratcheting combination wrench set for $39.99. The 72-tooth ratcheting in allows you greater access to those hard-to-get-at spots, and direct torque technology helps prevent rounding of fasteners. Hash marks have been added to the handles to make it easy to grip without slipping. Set includes 8 wrenches and tough storage case. Pick up this great bargain of the month today, along with other tools and accessories at great prices, at Richie's True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Life happens. We all go through this at one point or another. Leave it to the guys at Jacoby Auto in Sturgeon. They are your locally owned and trusted automotive collision repair shop. They take pride in the work they do for the Sturgeon community and will assist you in dealing with the insurance company. For questions or to schedule an appointment, call 573-687-2131 or stop by at 413 East Wall Street in Sturgeon. Jacoby Auto is a proud supporter of the Sturgeon Bulldogs.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the captain, and Central Mo info.com. Second half underway. Sturgeon has the first possession, moving from right to left on your radio dial. Jake Schneider, open three, got it! Jake Schneider cuts the lead in half, 30-27. Sturgeon trails by three. Harrisburg went into the half up six. Ryan Freeman gives up the basketball, but now Sturgeon will poke it away. But what a way to start the second half. Jake Schneider hits his first three of the contest, and Sturgeon's back within three on their home floor. Ryan Freeman inside the lane. Oh, my goodness, puts in the two as he contorts under the lane. Ryan Freeman had 8 points in the first half. He's now in double digits with 10. Here's Kenny Stone driving inside the lane, feeds outside. Logan Flaspolar inside. Jacob Brooks puts it up, finishes the deuce. Jacob Brooks now with 10 or 12 points, rather, 32-29. And Harrisburg will have the inbound now after the ball was knocked out of bounds. 7 minutes remaining in the third, 32-29. Harrisburg Bulldogs lead by three. Into the front court. Hundle has it. Hundle with 4 points in the first half. Feeds for Freeman. Freeman gives back outside for Robinson. Robinson open three. Can't hit it. Kenny Stone grabs the board. Senior guard with 5 points in the first half, but he did so much on the offensive end facilitating. Outside for Flaspolar. Flaspolar around the screen. Outside for Snyder. Thought about a three, now we'll dribble drive. Baseline, can't hit, foul from behind. That's going to go on Jace Carr. He's going to get his first. .627 to go here in the third, 32-29. Ball out of bounds. Sturgeon will have the possession underneath. They feed it inside. Puts up the two. Brooks can't get it to go. Into the front court. Harrisburg, pull up jumper. Rims out. Doesn't go. Put back almost goes. Jace Carr in there for the rebound. Can't get it. Last touch by Sturgeon Bulldog. Harrisburg has the inbound underneath. 6:09 remaining in the third. 32-29. And a very fast-paced game in the early going. First quarter got off to a fast start. Second quarter, a little bit more of a lull. Here's Robinson curling. Left side lane. Puts up the deuce. Can't get it to go. Hits off back rim. Last touched off of Harrisburg. Off the rebound. Went off of Zach Hudnall. And now Harrisburg will pull back into their full court press. They go man-to-man. Now they switch to a 2-2-1. So they get the play call from Harrisburg head coach Kyle Fisher. A couple of passes to get across the timeline for Sturgeon, moving from right to left on your radio dial. Here's Jake Schneider outside the lane, looking for a screen, feeds right side to his point guard, Kenny Stone. Stone gets another screen. He's been deadly with those step-back jumpers, feeds left side. Logan Flaspolar toying with his defender. Now feeds right side for Kenny Stone. Deep three, rims out, Flaspolar rebound, puts it back up and he's fouled. Logan Flaspolar doing the dirty work on the interior, and he gets a chance to hit two at the free throw line. .32-29 right now. Harrisburg leads by three, 5:29 to go in the third. Flaspolar hits the first, he's got 3 points on the night now. Can cut this even further to a one-point lead for the Bulldogs. Here's the second. Swishes home. 32-31, 5:28 to go. Harrisburg lead cut to one. Jace Carr brings it across the timeline. The left-handed pass to the right side of the lane. Now feeds for Freeman outside for Hudnall. Hudnall driving left side lane. Feeds inside. One dribble. Up. Freeman. Good. And he's going to the free throw line for one. Ryan Freeman is going to get a chance for a three-point play at the line. Second team foul now called on the half. First foul of the quarter on Sturgeon's Logan Flaspohler. Here's a inbound for Harrisburg. They'll have Kyler Longden check in for Harrisburg. Sturgeon gets the inbound. Moving from right to left. 5 minutes to go in the third. Hometown team and the host trailing by four. Skip pass. Left corner wing for Logan Flaspohler. Now top side for Snyder. Back to Flaspohler. Thought about a three. Now he drives baseline. Picks up his dribble. Double team. Backed outside. And he throws it out of bounds. Not the way that you wanted to try to answer back if you're Michael Smith and company. As the Bulldogs now trail by four to Harrisburg. 35-31. 4:45 remaining in the third. Leading scorer, Jace Carr, with 17. Will bring it across the timeline. Carr feeds time to Kiefer Robinson. Robinson to Freeman in the corner. Open three. Doesn't go. Rebound. A fight for it. Jake Snyder picks it up for Sturgeon. He's off to the races. Now he'll pull it back to let his offense get up the floor. Feeds left side for Weingard. Weingard tries to find Brooks, and he can't. It's stolen away. Ryan Freeman in transition all the way to the rack, and he's fouled. Kenny Stone is holding the ball to the officials. He stole the ball right out of the hand of Ryan Freeman. And Kenny Stone's going to pick up his first. Team's second of the quarter. Ryan Freeman at the charity strike to shoot two. Freeman bends, fires, hits. Harrisburg leading by five. The underdog in this matchup really kicked it into gear in the second quarter. Third quarter's been pretty good as well. 4:12 left to go in the third. Here's the second. Freeman rims it in. Harrisburg leading by six. Two possession game. Sturgeon trying to cut it back down. Largest lead of the night for Harrisburg. Here's Kenny Stone. Stone to Snyder, right corner wing. Snyder thinking about a long three. Now skip pass over to Logan. Now for Snyder. Back in the corner. Open three. Can't hit. Rebound pulled down by Brooks, but Harrisburg's going to strip it away from Brooks, and they're going to call a foul on Brooks as he tries to grab back the rebound. And they're actually going to put this one on Flaspohler. That's going to be his third personal. So he's going to check out. Ethan Williams will check back in. Flaspohler in limited action tonight, only with 2 points. 3:35 in the third, 37-31. Here's Harrisburg on the other end. Lannis pulls up the jumper. Floater doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Freeman. Turns, fires the fadeaway, and hits it. 39-31 after the pull-up jumper from Ryan Freeman. How about Freeman's got 16 now? Sturgeon turns it over. And Aaron Pass, Kenny Stone, was trying to find his teammate Ethan Williams underneath. And a timeout's going to get called on the floor. Momentum picking up. Harrisburg up by eight. 3:12 left to go in the third. This is Class 2 District 7 basketball on KRRK 99.9. The Captain back in 60 seconds.
Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family-owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
We're back here on KRRK 99.9, the captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. 39-31. Harrisburg leading by 8 into the front court. Jace Carr had it, and he's fouled by Jake Snyder. Snyder's first personal. So inbound left corner, trigger left baseline for Harrisburg. They throw it in the backcourt for Jace Carr. Jace Carr with 17 points tonight. His teammate on the interior, Ryan Freeman, with 16. Carr trying to power his way inside. Now he'll think against it. They feed it inside, and Sturgeon saves it. Sturgeon's able to get it back. And now Snyder has it. Snyder gives it away into the front court. And Michael Smith is livid with his team. They give the turnover back to Harrisburg. An unforced turnover. And now Harrisburg has the momentum. A chance to go up by double digits as the Harrisburg crowd rises to their feet. 39-31, 2:30 left to go. Tanner Lannis outside, being guarded by Kenny Stone. Stone trying to take it away. Lannis puts it behind his back, now trying to feed for Carr. He's triple team, feeds it back door. Now they'll feed it back outside. They wanted to travel there, and they call a foul on Kenny Stone. Kenny Stone gets ticked for his third, and now Sturgeon is going to get in some trouble with fouls. Kenny Stone with three, Logan Flaspoler with three. Two of the seniors on this team, and Michael Smith talked about how important these seniors are. We're going to get a three-second violation called as Harrisburg just inbound. They actually are going to put this on, their foul on Trevor Wheeler. That's going to be his third. He gets called for a push underneath. Thought it was a three-second violation because he was on the interior for as long as he was. Nonetheless, it goes back to Sturgeon down 8. 2 minutes remaining in the third, 39-31. Long three, doesn't go. Rebound saved by Sturgeon. Kenny Stone with the off three. Now in the corner, Snyder driving baseline. Contorts in the lane. Can't get it to go. Saves it from going over. And a foul's going to get called on Wyatt Robinson. Wyatt Robinson gets ticked for the foul. Robinson's first, team's fourth. Game getting a little sloppy here in the middle parts of the third quarter, but nonetheless, Sturgeon down by 8. As they get the play call from Michael Smith. Flaspoler back into the game with 3 fouls. Snyder thought about a 3. Now he'll actually take the 3. A little too short. Michael Smith didn't like the shot. Minute 20 remaining in the third. 39-31. Here's a drive. Ryan Freeman gets fouled as he drives inside the lane. And he cups his fist ready to go to the line, trying to hit 2. Could put his team up by double figures. And Harrisburg has all the momentum right now. Freeman at the line to shoot 2. He's already got 16 on the night. Here's the first. Misses. Harrisburg will get a substitution. Zach Hudnall will check in for Tanner Lannis. Michael Sturgeon to check in now for Sturgeon for Hunter Weingar. With 1:12 remaining in this third quarter, 39-31. Up by 8, 1:12 to go. Misses. Harrisburg without a field goal in the last couple of minutes after they got off to their largest lead of the night. Sturgeon into the front court. Jake Snyder thought about a long 3. Now he won't take it. Got a backdoor cutter. Doesn't like it. So he feeds left side for Kenny Stone. Stone in the corner for Flaspoler. Now back for Stone. As they get the play call from Michael Smith. Flaspoler touches it back for Kenny Stone. Goes around a screen. Pulls up for 3. Gets pushed down. No foul call. Harrisburg with the rebound the other way. Here's Kyler Longden to the rack. Can't hit. Sturgeon comes in for the rebound, and he grabs it. Michael Sturgeon with a little bit of some contributing after he enters this game at the 130 mark. Now down to 30 seconds remaining in the third. Kenny Stone driving. Feeds in the corner. Jake Snyder open 3. Misses. Another rebound by Longden. Into the front court. Banks it in. Kyler Longden with 4 points. Puts his team up by double figures. They lead 41-31. 10 seconds remaining in the third. Sturgeon needs a bucket bad. Harrisburg knocking it away and out of bounds. 8.3 remaining in the third. Harrisburg is going to get a check in here. Charles Strain will check in for Zach Hudnall. And Tyler Cockrum will check in for the first time tonight for Ryan Freeman, who has 2 fouls, but leading scorer with 17 points. Sturgeon gets the inbound. They give it to Kenny Stone, who has it outside towards the logo. Down to 3 seconds remaining. Now two, pull up, long three. Can't hit it. And that's how the third quarter will end for Sturgeon. Sturgeon, only 6 third-quarter points. Harrisburg, 11, 41-31. We're back in 60 seconds on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
By your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Ready to start your next project? Head over to Richie's True Value for the tools and accessories you need at great prices, like a DeWalt 34-piece quarter-inch and 3/8-inch drive socket set. Right now, it's just $29.99 while supplies last. Each set includes 6-point vanadium steel sockets in standard or metric sizes and a 72-tooth quick-release 3/8-inch drive ratchet. The set comes in a sturdy case with a removable tray. Don't miss out on this great bargain of the month while supplies last at Richie's True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com, 41-31. Harrisburg has the possession out of the timeout. Into the front court, Kenny Stone puts up the two and he gets it to go. Lead cut back down to 8. 30-second timeout called on the floor. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 here on KRK 99.9, the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com, 41-33. Sturgeon with the bucket out of the third quarter break. They trail by 8. Harrisburg with their largest lead of the night at 41-31. Now it's 41-33. Harrisburg with the pass trying to get it inside, and it's poked away by Jake Snyder. And they'll have an inbound underneath. Inbound, Zach Hundel, open three, hits it.
Those are big points for Harrisburg, big shot.
Now they have their largest lead of the night at 11, 44-33. Zach Hudnall with the long-range jumper. And he's got 7 now. Sturgeon into the front court, top of the key, Kenny Stone, long range three, rims on in. Kenny Stone has been pretty good from long range tonight, his third three. Skip pass, left corner wing for Harrisburg. Now top of the key, Jace Carr, he's got 17. Carr outside, open three, Lannis can't hit it. Put back, Jace Carr, good. 46-36, Harrisburg up by 10. Jace Carr with 19 points now. He leads all scores for Harrisburg. Ryan Freeman with 16. How about Kenny Stone at the top of the key? They're going to call it moving screen. or rather they're going to say a foul call on Harrisburg. I thought they called a moving screen first. But now they're going to say a blocking foul on Harrisburg that he got in the way of the screen.
They probably should have called a moving screen first.
So 6:20 remaining in the quarter. Down by 10, the Sturgeon Bulldogs. They skip it left side for Logan Flaspoler. Now in the corner for Stone. Stone skips it back top of the key. Now back for Stone. Open three. Stone can't hit it. Sturgeon grabs the rebound. Sturgeon trying to pivot, and Harrisburg's going to get called for a foul. Michael Sturgeon underneath the key. They're pretty good on the offensive boards tonight. Trying to get Harrisburg, or trying to get Sturgeon, any second chance opportunities that they can muster.
Yeah, that's one thing Sturgeon's been doing good for the majority of this game is fighting on the offensive glass, but they just haven't gotten as many putbacks as they'd like.
Here's the inbound to Brooks. He can't hit the two. Harrisburg into the front court. Chase Carr has it top side. Now for Robinson. Skip pass. Right wing. Now back outside. Open three. Can't hit it. Harrisburg will give up to Sturgeon. Into the front court. Stone. Can't get it to go. But he will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Could cut it to a four-possession game. Or a three-possession game, rather. It is a four-possession game now. It 46-36, 5:36 remaining in the fourth. Kenny Stone ahead to the line. He's got 10 points on the night. Here's his first. Can't hit it. These are the times in the games where you got to hit free throws like that.
Absolutely. Kenny Stone normally almost automatic from the free throw line.
Stone bends at the knees, fires, hits the second. 11 points on the night now for Stone. 46-37, three-possession game for Sturgeon, but a nine-point lead for Harrisburg. Into the front court. Longdon. Almost gives it away. Jace Carr triple team. And Logan Flaspoler will grab the rebound and go the other way and hit the two. Snyder grabs the turnover on the inbound but gives it right back to Harrisburg as they bring it across the timeline from left to right. Carr has it top of the key. Working on Flaspoler. Floater inside the lane. Rims out. Freeman with the board. Back up. Hits the two. And he's going to the line for one more. Could put the lead back up to 10. 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. And Freeman's got 18.
Those shots are huge because not only does it obviously increase the lead, but it keeps this big Sturgeon crowd out of it. And with so much time left on the clock, if you can keep Sturgeon, this crowd out of it, this atmosphere out of it as long as you can, only good things can happen.
48-39, he hits the free throw, so makes it 49-39, lead back out to 10. Sturgeon's going to have to get a bucket on this possession. Stone gets it right corner, gets a screen from Sturgeon, left corner, Jake Snyder, open three, bang! Jake Snyder with the dagger right when Sturgeon needed it. Makes it a seven-point game, 49-42, back in 30 seconds on KRK. 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Life happens. We all go through this at one point or another. Leave it to the guys at Jacoby Auto in Sturgeon. They are your locally owned and trusted automotive collision repair shop. They take pride in the work they do for the Sturgeon community and will assist you in dealing with the insurance company. For questions or to schedule an appointment, call 573-687-2131 or stop by at 413 East Wall Street in Sturgeon. Jacoby Auto is a proud supporter of the Sturgeon Bulldogs.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. 49-42, Jake Snyder with the three before the timeout, cut the lead from 10 to 7. Now it's 49-42. Harrisburg with the possession from left to right. Here's a touch pass. Ryan Freeman, left side block, kicks it left corner. Thought about a three. Now Longdon tries to drive. He's blocked by Logan. Flaspoler into the front court. Will feed topside for Stone. Kenny Stone with 11 points on the night. Back to Flaspoler, right corner wing. Now top of the key for Kenny Stone. Stone, left corner wing, Jake Snyder. Snyder thought about a three. Now back outside for Stone. Stone, long three, doesn't go. Rebound grabbed down by Harrisburg. Ryan Freeman into the front court, gives it away. Snyder has it all alone. Puts up the two off the glass. Count the bucket. Jake Snyder, head to the line, big fella. Jake Snyder, with the last 5 points for Sturgeon, has breathed new life into this gymnasium, has cut the deficit down to five. Could head to the free throw line to make it four. Just when you think Sturgeon may be out of it, Jake Snyder comes back and answers the call. Bends at the knees, fires a free throw and hits. 49-45, 3:56 remaining in the fourth. Carr into the front court, and he's fouled as soon as he gets there. Kenny Stone, or rather Jake Snyder, with the touch foul.
And I think if you're Harrisburg on the offensive side, they're looking to go high pressure, high intensity, but just slow things down a little bit. There's no need to rush into things. There's no need to get any foolish turnovers. Just slow things down, run your flow of offense, and see what you can do.
1-1 at the free throw strike for Jace Carr. He hits the first.
And these 1-1 free throw opportunities are huge.
Carr now has 20. Trevor Wheeler will check back in for Zach Hudnall. One thing we haven't seen in the second half much, Jacob Brooks. He had 11 points in the first half. Second half, haven't seen too much of him. Here's the second free throw from Carr. He hits it. Makes it a six-point lead, 51-45, 3:45 remaining in the fourth. A 2-2-1 half-court press for Harrisburg. Sturgeon brings it across the timeline. Snyder has it top of the key. Middle of the floor, now goes right wing. Feeds top side for Stone. Stone with the screen in the corner. Logan Flaspohler driving baseline. Off the glass, hits the two. How about Flaspohler now with 10? And they're going to call a foul underneath on Harrisburg. Trevor Wheeler with his fifth. So his night is done. Zach Hudnall checks in for him. And boy, could that be a big foul. Sturgeon with a chance now to cut it to a one-possession lead, down four, 51-47. Inbound goes to Kenny Stone across the timeline from right to left on your radio dial. Sturgeon Bulldog faithful. Starting to get a little loud. Snyder in the corner. Flaspohler. Jump stop inside the lane to Sturgeon. Now left corner for Stone. Stone trying to get around a screen, and he gets bumped. Threw his head back. And now that's going to put him at the free throw strike. That's a smart play from a senior guard.
100%, and he sold the contacts. And wow, that's two big players for Harrisburg now fouled out of this game.
Five fouls now for Zach Hudnall. He will have to check out. And they will check in Kyler Longden. Luckily for Harrisburg and head coach Kyle Fisher, Longden has been pretty good off the bench tonight. He's hit a three, a couple of easy buckets in transition. So Harrisburg will have to go with the youth. And Kyle Fisher knew that there could be a point in this game where he had to head to his bench and had to head to some of the younger guys on this team. But they still hold on to a four-point lead. Kenny Stone at the free throw strike to try to hit two. Hits the first, rims out. It went in and out. That's a big free throw there, but he's got to hit the second one to cut it to one possession.
Yeah, these are tough. These are ones you almost have to make.
Second, hits. Stone now with 12. Second leading scorer for the Sturgeon Bulldogs. Sturgeon fans rise to their feet. Under 3 minutes remaining, 51-48. Here's Longden, top of the key, feed for Jace Carr, leading scorer in this game with 21. Carr guarded by Snyder. Carr puts it behind his back, now goes top of the key. He's double teamed, off the leg of Kenny Stone and out of bounds. Clock stops at 2:39. Don't forget though, with 10 team fouls for Harrisburg, any foul that is committed by Harrisburg Bulldog puts Sturgeon at the line for two the rest of the way. Inbound goes to Longden in the corner.
I think with that, you'll see them probably try to attack the basket a lot more.
Harrisburg trying to take their time on this possession. Here's Longden. Feeds left side for Lannis. Now top of the key for Jace Carr. Jace Carr will hold it. And now for Longden. Longden thought about a three. Now for Jace Carr for that free throw line jumper that he can't hit. That's been on target for him all night. Can't hit it. Into the front court, Jake Snyder. Snyder, wing pass over to Logan Flaspoler. With 2 minutes remaining. Crunch time here for a chance to play for the Class 2 District 7 championship. Jake Snyder, open three, way too short. And the rebound's pulled down by Harrisburg. Into the front court, Longden with 1:50 remaining in the fourth. Harrisburg holding on to a three-point lead. They feed left side, open three, hits it! The long-range jumper, Tanner Lannis. Two-possession game, 54-48. Jake Snyder on the other end for Sturgeon. Now for Stone, and a long three doesn't go. Rebound, Flaspoler back up, and it rolls on in. 1:24 remaining in the fourth. 54-50. Boy, has this been a good one, Austin. A timeout on the floor. Full timeout called. We'll keep it right here on KRRK 99.9, the captain, and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's been a ton of fun. It's been a really fun matchup where it seemed like Harrisburg started to get some of the distance they needed, but the Sturgeon team, especially behind this home crowd playing on their home court, districts here in Sturgeon, has played a big role. They've gotten back into it. They're able to attack the basket with Harrisburg, 10 team fouls. You'll probably see them try to attack the basket a lot more. And then on the reverse side, Harrisburg, huge three-pointer there from Harrisburg to put them up six.
Regional Radio would like to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. Nemo Insulation, the Harrisburg R8 School District, both of Harrisburg. Sturgeon R5 School District, Jacoby Auto, both of Harrisburg. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Richie and Sons, True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll have our outstanding player of the game after this one, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. 54-50, 1:24 left to go in the fourth. Harrisburg leads by four with the inbound. Moving from left to right in your radio dial, they inbound for Jace Carr. He's double-teamed. He feeds topside for Longden. Longden into the front court, feeds for Freeman. Now outside, an open three. Can't hit it. Snyder comes down with the rebound. 1:12 left to go. Kyle Fisher wanted a double dribble as Snyder tried to bring it across the timeline. Officials say there was a touch. Top of the key, Kenny Stone. It's crunch time now for the Sturgeon Bulldogs. They need a bucket bad. Jake Snyder driving inside the lane. Puts up the two and he's fouled. He's going to head to the charity strike. 4-2. Foul called on number 31, Jace Carr. That's his fourth. Jace Carr, leading scorer tonight for Harrisburg. He's got to be smart. If Harrisburg needs a bucket late, that's where they're going to go to. 56.6 seconds remaining in the fourth. Two-possession game. Jake Snyder can make it a one-possession game with at least one of these free throws. He bends at the knees, spins the ball, and fires, hits. Boy, was that a big free throw. And now we see him. Jacob Brooks back into this contest. When they need him most, they're going to need him on the boards. They might need a bucket from him. You wonder why he was on the bench so long. He only had one foul. But 12 points in the first half. Here's the free throw. And Snyder hits it. 54-52, a one-possession game. Full-court pressure for Sturgeon. They get it inbound. It does Harrisburg across the timeline. Longden weaving through traffic. Now feeds it outside. Thought about an open three. Jump stop inside the lane. The two rattles on home. Tanner Lannis makes it a two-possession game again with 40 seconds remaining in the fourth. 56-52. Jake Snyder had an open three. Thought about it. Now Kenny Stone a three. Can't get it. Rebound pulled down by Sturgeon. Put back jumpers. Good! Hunter Weingard headed to the line for one. 56-54, 27.9 seconds remaining in this game. Oh my goodness, Austin. You get a shot on the other end, and then they come back, and Sturgeon fights through a bunch of mess, and they're able to get a two and a chance to cut this to one. Free throw doesn't hit. Brooks with the rebound. One dribble back up, and he's a jump ball. They call a jump basketball. Where does the possession go? They say it stays with Sturgeon.
25.7 seconds remaining in the fourth.
Big break for Harrisburg. They didn't call a foul there.
Inbound for Sturgeon. Kenny Stone outside for Brooks. Brooks feeds in the corner for Flaspohler. Now for Stone. Now Brooks, two steps inside the lane, and he gets fouled. He's headed to the line. 18.4 seconds remaining in this game.
He needs both to tie it. Yeah, we talk about timely free throws. These are probably the two biggest that you'll see tonight.
Jacob Brooks with 12 points. And we said they were going to need him in the second half. Boy, do they need these two free throws right now. Bends at the knees. Fires. Hits. Timeout called. On the floor. Kyle Fisher wants to talk it over. A one-point game. Harrisburg led by as much as 11. And now they only lead by one with a pending free throw coming up for Sturgeon. 56-55. Both of these crowds have been so instrumental in the energy going back and forth, back and forth. And it comes down to this, Austin.
Yeah, and these are big, especially for Jacob Brooks, just a sophomore. These are huge, as this is probably going to be one of the biggest free throws he's had to face in his career. With 1 point, 18 seconds, obviously, if you miss it, it's not over by any means, but I think if you're Sturgeon, should that happen, you definitely want to attack the glass. You've been doing really good on the offensive glass all night long. In case he misses, see what you can do. But if you're Harrisburg, I think right here, this is what Kyle Fisher's doing. Make sure you know what you're going to do when you get the ball.
Michael Smith talked about this group of seniors and how important they are, how important it was for them to win that opening round game. And this group of seniors has never been to a Class 2 District 7 championship. They have a chance to do it right here, right now. But they need their senior, Jacob Brooks, to hit this free throw right here, right now, to have a chance. 56-55. Jacob Brooks at the charity stripe. He's got 13 points on the night. Harrisburg faithful rile him up while Sturgeon keeps quiet. Two dribbles. Now he bends at the knees, fires, and he rims it in. 56 all. Inbound. Last touch by Jake Snyder of Sturgeon. And Michael Smith now wants to talk it over for the Sturgeon Bulldogs. A 30-second timeout called on the floor. Gives us a chance to thank those involved with making this game possible tonight. Take the responsibility for teaching students at any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks in the efforts of the officials to count for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri high school officials, thank you for a job well done. This preceding message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. 56 all. 17.5 seconds remaining in the fourth. Inbound for Harrisburg. Ryan Freeman will inbound for the Bulldogs. He inbounds to Jace Carr. 15 seconds remaining. Carr into the front court. Now 10 seconds remaining. Hands off for Lannis. Lannis outside. Gets a screen. Now with 5 seconds left. Into the corner for Carr. Pulls up the jumper. Flutter doesn't go. Freeman there. The putback, and he's fouled. With 0.5 seconds remaining, Ryan Freeman has a chance to win it for Harrisburg. Foul called on number 31, Jace Carr. It is a shooting foul, so he will shoot two. Only 9 team fouls for Sturgeon. At the line, Ryan Freeman bends, misses the first.
That's huge.
Now Sturgeon's able to get the rebound. With only 0.5 seconds remaining, they'd have to try a half-court heave. Or timeout immediately from Michael Smith. Here's the bend. Freeman fires, hits. Timeout called on the floor. Michael Smith, 57-56. Harrisburg leads by one. incredible finish here at Sturgeon High School for a chance for the Class 2 District 7 championship. And a 60-second timeout called on the floor. We'll thank our sponsors one more time. Nemo Insulation, Harrisburg R8 School District. Both of Harrisburg, Sturgeon R5 School District, Jacoby Auto, both of Sturgeon. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Richie and Sons, True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll have our outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. 57-56, 0.5 seconds remaining on the clock. Sturgeon will have one shot and a chance to win it. And the way this game started, both teams so fast to get out to the pace. You wouldn't have expected any type of finish but this. They will have to go full court, Will Sturgeon, on the inbound. First, they got to get it inbounded, and then they got to try to get up a shot. No timeouts left for Sturgeon. And a full timeout called, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on KRK 99.9, The Captain, and CentralMoinfo.com.
Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family-owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
We're back on KRK 99.9, The Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. 57-56, Ryan Freeman hit one of his two free throws to put Harrisburg up by 1 point with 0.5 seconds remaining. Harrisburg had 17 seconds when they inbounded. They got it across the timeline, gave to Freeman. Freeman was driving baseline, and he got ticked for a foul. And headed to the line, he hit one of the two. Now Sturgeon has an inbound with 0.5 seconds remaining. Harrisburg up by one. Sturgeon will have to try a half-court heave if they get it inbounds. Inbound. Goes long three. Can't hit it. It was almost on target for Kenny Stone, and that's how the senior's career for Sturgeon High School will end. Harrisburg outlasts Sturgeon 57-56. A crazy one here. We'll wrap it up and give you stats. 90 seconds here on KRRK 99.9, The Captain. We're back after this. Yeah, let's do 90.
Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Ready to start your next project? Head over to Richie's True Value for the tools and accessories you need at great prices, like a DeWalt 34-piece quarter-inch and 3/8-inch drive socket set. Right now, it's just $29.99 while supplies last. Each set includes 6-point vanadium steel sockets in standard or metric sizes and a 72-tooth quick-release 3/8-inch drive ratchet. The set comes in a sturdy case with a removable tray. Don't miss out on this great bargain of the month while supplies last at Richie's True Value in Sturgeon and Centralia.
We're back on KRK 99.9, the Captain, and CentralMoInfo.com. A crazy one here at Sturgeon High School. Final score, Harrisburg defeats Sturgeon on a last-second free throw. Ryan Freeman hits the free throw to make it the final score, 57-56. Crazy one, back and forth. After one quarter, it was 17-15. After halftime break, 30-24, Harrisburg led. There's not a point after any quarter where Harrisburg didn't lead, but there were points in the game where it looked like Sturgeon had the momentum. They were feeding off their home crowd, but every single time Harrisburg had an answer, and it was a great game in and of itself. We will give you your final stats here from Sturgeon High School before we get to this next matchup, which will be Cairo and Westran. They will have a chance to play Harrisburg for a chance for the Class 2 District 7 championship. Let's give you your final stats. First, for the hometown team, Sturgeon Bulldogs. Kenny Stone led with 12 points, 14 points for Jacob Brooks, 16 points for Jake Snyder, 10 points for Logan Flaspoler. And that is all the scoring for the Sturgeon Bulldogs. Only starters got a chance to put numbers on the board tonight for the Sturgeon Bulldogs. For Harrisburg, it was 4 points from Kyler Longden, which served well for them, made the difference in the end. And we will be back here on KRK 99.9, the Captain. In 30 seconds, we'll hear from Harrisburg head coach Kyle Fixture right after this.
Thanks for coming up, Coach. I appreciate it.
Bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We're back at Sturgeon High School for Class 2 District 7 action. After the 57-56 victory, Harrisburg defeats Sturgeon for a chance for the Class 2 District 7 championship. We're now joined by Kyle Fisher, head coach of the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Coach, your team never gave up the lead after the end of a quarter, and it was a dogfight to the end. It ended up being a free throw from your senior, Ryan Freeman, that sealed the deal.
Yeah, you know, that's what you expect out of a senior. You know, just can't say enough about his effort and everybody's effort. You know, Zach Hudnall was tremendous tonight. He got in a little bit of foul trouble, but while he was on the floor, he battled his tail off. That's what you expect from a senior. And same thing with Tyler Cockrum. You know, I think he only was in there for one defensive possession, but he did a great job. Got a big board for us at the end of the third quarter. And, you know, just total team effort up and down the line. Just can't say enough about my guys. Just scrapped, clawed, and, you know, come in here on basically a road game and beat a terrific team like Sturgeon. They're really talented, really well coached, and just can't say enough about my guys tonight. Really proud of them.
You talk about Hundle. He had that foul trouble, but then you turn to Jace Carr, who really took over the offense for you. 21 points tonight. Can you talk about his play?
Jace was tremendous. You know, that's he's not a freshman anymore. You know, he's a sophomore. Same thing with Tanner. They really keyed on Tanner tonight, tried to take him away, and same thing with Freeman in the first half. And so Jace kind of went to work a little bit, and that's what you expect from a kid that's that talented. You know, he's only a freshman, but you know, I'm glad I got him for another 4 years, and he was tremendous tonight. Also did a great job defensively in the back of the zone and out front there on Stone and Snyder a little bit. Just did a tremendous job.
First quarter was a really fast-moving, fast-paced first quarter. 17 points from you guys, 15 from Sturgeon. Did it get you a little winded in the second quarter? There was a little bit of a lull there in that second quarter.
Well, a little bit. You know, we like to play fast. We like to get up and down, but I thought in this game it was going to be really important that we slowed the ball down a little bit and try to grind it out some. You know, they're so dangerous in transition. They're so skilled. They're so good. That I thought we could shorten the game a little bit and grind it out, play a little slower than what we normally do, use our size a little bit and get on the boards. I thought that could be to our advantage. And so, yeah, second quarter kind of slowed down just a little bit, but I thought that was to our advantage.
Quick turnaround tomorrow, district championship. How do you prepare for tomorrow?
I'll go to watch this game and go to work on them tonight. We've seen West Strand once this year, and it was a battle at their place. They got us by a few points there in the end. Seen Cairo play a couple times and know they're tremendously well coached. They got good size, they got good guards. So we're going to have our hands full no matter who we play, but I'm glad we get a chance.
That's Kyle Fisher, head coach and superintendent of the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Thanks so much, Coach. Congrats for the win.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coverage.
57-56 victory. Harrisburg defeats Sturgeon. We're back after this. 60 seconds on CentralMoInfo.com.
Life happens. We all go through this at one point or another. Leave it to the guys at Jacoby Auto in Sturgeon. They are your locally owned and trusted automotive collision repair shop. They take pride in the work they do for the Sturgeon community and will assist you in dealing with the insurance company. For questions or to schedule an appointment, call 573-687-2131 or stop by at 413 East Wall.